This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Polling for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls in 58 parliamentary constituencies is being held today. The voting has begun at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. In this phase, 8 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 4 seats in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats in West Bengal, and one parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir are going to polls. Polling for 42 assembly constituencies for the Odisha State Assembly are also taking place simultaneously. In Nagaland, an annual summer hobby camp for students was organized at Innovation Hub in Dimapur yesterday. Organized by the Innovation Hub and Space Education Center, Nagaland Science Center Department of Science and Technology, the Summer Hub Camp was held under the theme Explore the Possibilities, Reuse and Reduce. The primary objective of the camp was to exercise critical thinking and practical problem-solving skills to tap the creativity of young children, to promote and encourage local innovation, and all the while finding effective yet casual ways to maximize reusage and reduction of common non-biodegradable waste such as PET water bottles. Students from 12 higher secondary schools located in Dimapur and Chimukedema districts participated in the camp. The students were made to develop useful products using waste plastic bottles, waste cardboard cartons, newspapers, waste carry bags, etc. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma visited Tura Civil Hospital and reviewed the ongoing renovation of its infrastructure and facilities. During his visit, he discussed the progress of the renovation works with the hospital management. Speaking after the review meeting, the Chief Minister said, "It has been an endeavor of the government to upscale health infrastructure in the state and assured that efforts to enhance health services would continue and the government would further strengthen the health infrastructure across the state." Following the review meeting, he directed the Chief Secretary to continuously monitor the ongoing improvement in hospitals and availability of healthcare facilities and to submit a report to him. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences on the death of Nabam Atum, a social worker and former chairman of Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission. In his message, Modi said Atum devoted his life towards popularizing the unique cultural identity of Arunachal Pradesh and strengthening the indigenous faith and cultural society. He was also a recipient of One India Award of My Home India in 2012, presented by Modi, who was the Gujarat Chief Minister at that time. In Meghalaya, the results of the Secondary School Leaving Certificate and Higher Secondary School Leaving Certificate Arts Stream Examinations 2024 were declared yesterday. Anuj Chetri of Sherwood School, Tura, secured the first position in the SSLC examination, while Menangman Krao Karkumor of St. Anthony's Higher Secondary School, Shillong, and Gaurav Bharali of St. Edmund's Higher Secondary School, Shillong, shared the first position in the list of top 10 toppers in the HSSLC arts examination. The second position in SSLC was backed by Elithias Aimle of St. Margaret's Higher Secondary School, Shillong, followed by Congenial Kharsa North of Christian Academy, Shillong, securing the third position. In HSSLC Arts, Tanisha Das and Sal Singh Marab, both of Don Bosco College Higher Secondary School, Tura, were placed in the second and third position. This year, the state recorded a pass percentage of 55.80% in the SSLC examination and 79.76% in the HSSLC examination. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.